And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Ryan Carpenter and Kelsey Lutz from Sitka National Historical Park. They're here to talk about an upcoming art exhibit at the park, Alaska Native Perspectives on the Sale of Alaska to the United States. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Kelsey, we're going to start with you because you're the museum curator, and you sort of, you know, were the energy, the initial energy behind this project. Can you talk about this?
Sure. Yeah, we're very excited to be recruiting artwork for this exhibit. Our intention is really to capture a wide variety of perspectives about the sale of Alaska to America. And to that end, we've partnered with the University of Alaska up in Fairbanks, Museum of the North. And together we are hoping to put together an exhibit at the park from about March through November of next year. That will, the theme of it is Alaska Native Perspectives of the Sale. And so anybody is welcome to submit artwork for this exhibit, but that is the theme, and we really want to capture that voices from across the state pertaining to the sale of Alaska.
So why did this catch your eye, this particular kind of a program around the sesquicentennial?
Well, I think we always knew we wanted to do an exhibit of some sort. Mm-hmm. There was a strong draw from the park staff to do something very visual, and artwork, I think, is a wonderful way to convey perspectives. And really, we didn't want to be the ones telling the story. We wanted the story to come from the communities across Alaska. So, you know, the pieces all kind of fell together, and Museum of the North has some great connections in other parts of the state that we wanted to draw upon to capture those perspectives. And we're hoping for a great pool of artwork to include in the exhibit.
So the deadline to submit is November 30th. So that mm-hmm. is that submission of artwork or submission of intent?
It's the submission of intent. It's a proposal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so those are, you submit those online, callforentry.org, and that's where you'll find all of the details about the exhibit as well.
Okay. Well, Ryan, how does this fit into the park's overall mandate?
Sure, yeah. And, you know, the park was originally established as a result of the Battle of 1804. And so inherently, you know, that conflict brought together two groups of people, actually more than two groups of people. And so, you know, as we're starting to think about how we want to commemorate the 150th, it's so important to consider those multiple perspectives and those many perspectives. And so, you know, as a result, you know, the park has grown from that original legislation of focusing on the Battle of 1804 to include Native perspectives through totemic art. It now includes the Russian Bishop's House. And so as the park has grown over the years in its breadth, you know, also the story of what we share at the park is growing. And so, you know, I think that this exhibit really aligns with that quite well and provides opportunities for multiple perspectives. And during the planning process that Kelsey was discussing earlier, you know, there are lots of opportunities and lots of things that we were currently doing that align with Russian American history. And so, you know, things like our downtown walking tours or Russian tea services or tours of the Russian Bishop's House. And so we felt like we had a pretty well-established program so that locals and our cruise ship visitors would be able to understand that perspective. But, you know, the perspective that is being highlighted in this exhibit was something that we felt there was room for improvement on. And so we're just really excited about providing that opportunity for artists to be able to voice a message through their art, and for opportunities for folks that are coming to Sitka and, you know, maybe just starting to learn about this, 150th anniversary, to gain some different perspectives that maybe they might not have if they weren't able to interact with this exhibit.
And maybe to start formulating an understanding of how complex this commemoration really is, just as the entire history of Alaska is extremely complex, and having as many viewpoints and voices out there as possible does honor to the varied histories.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So any limitations on what kind of artwork can be submitted to the exhibit, or what's that going to look like?
Well, the exhibit is intended to be installed in our Park Visitor Center down at Totem Park, as many people know it around here. And so there are some limitations, of course, by size, some extra large pieces we may not be able to accommodate. There are some weight restrictions. I think we put our limit at 50 pounds. But in general, we're really encouraging anybody who has an idea to at least contact us, see if it's possible. You know, the selection of the artwork is really going to be based on how well it fits the intent of the theme and whether we can accommodate it in the space. So if you have an idea, please reach out to the contact at callfrontier.org or to the park. And we really welcome any sort of medium, video, audio. We'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. We'll see what
Some
we can
multimedia.
Do. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What other components are there? Will artists be able to come to town? What are you thinking about?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so one of the elements of this project would be a reception. And so our hope is that with some of the funding that has been put forth for this project, that we would be able to bring artists to town so that they could share their story behind that piece of art and create a stronger connection with the community through that opportunity. You know, it also depends on who is interested and who submits an intent to be able to participate in the project. But if there are opportunities for artists in the development phase of the artwork to be able to do some of that in the park, we would definitely welcome that. And so there's a rich history of demonstration at the park. There was a canoe that was just developed, and you know, with the demonstration arts program that we've had in the cultural center in the past, there's that rich history. And so we'd like to continue that, and we know that that's a really, really important service that the park can offer for the public. And so our hope is that, you know, we'll have a couple of opportunities with potentially an opportunity for artists to demonstrate, and also that early ceremony or opening of the exhibit.
So you're partnering with the Museum of the North. What other more regional partners are you reaching out to get the word out?
Well, we've gone to Sea Alaska Heritage. I think we've gone to many of the other cultural organizations that are more statewide. Can you think of some others, Ryan?
Yeah, and I know we've reached out to STA locally.
Yes,
so,
of course.
You know, we're just trying to distribute this information to as many groups as possible so that we can get the word out and as many interested artists throughout the state. And I think that's something that's really important. You know, yes, the ceremonial transfer did happen here in Sitka, but the impact of this was statewide and farther beyond that. And so our hope is that, you know, we'll go beyond perspective just from Southeast Alaska, but also throughout Alaska as a whole. And so it's really important. And that's one of the great components of this partnership, of partnering with someone from the interior. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives us potentially more breadth and more perspectives from different places.
And it seems like really an opportunity to highlight living history. You have artwork being created right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this sort of brings home the fact that history is not something that simply happened in the past, but it continues to be felt and lived in the present as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we really hope to highlight that throughout the exhibit. We'll be doing web components, you know, hopefully getting the pieces on our website and promoting it through social media. And as Ryan was describing, the different types of demonstration programs and receptions we do to celebrate the exhibit and the work.
Okay. Again, how can people submit an idea or find out more?
Certainly reach out to us at the park or callforentry.org. If you just do a search all calls for Sitka, it should come up. I think it's the only one that comes up if you search for Sitka. So callforentry.org. And the deadline is next, I think, the 30th.
November 30th, So whatever that is.
It's
next week.
Yeah, next week.
And also, we've promoted it pretty heavily on our social media pages. So if you have a Facebook account, you can go to our Sitka National Historical Park's Facebook page for more information. That will have links to all of the locations that Kelsey was describing.
Mm-hmm. Or our website.
Okay, great. So thanks so much for joining me this morning. Any parting thoughts before we go?
We're excited. We hope we have a great, like I said, a great pool of artwork. We hope artists are excited about it. We really want to share a wide perspective in the year to come.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
You.
We've been speaking with Kelsey Lutz and Ryan Carpenter from the Sitka National Historical Park.